Well, hi again, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Big Red Report. I am Josh Blumenthal, and joining me today on the podcast is a true star on the Wayland campus, a phenomenal tennis player, and an equally phenomenal club director, coordinator, creator, and now facilitator. We'll talk about that and much more. It is my pleasure to welcome in fellow New Yorker, Sophia Lama Sr. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Well, we're excited to have you. And I know you have your own podcast, so it's probably nice a little bit reverse here. You'll get interviewed for a change. So,
yeah.
Sophia, you're a senior here just about in September. Tomorrow will be September. And it's kind of a little bit nerve-wracking, probably a little bit exciting. You're finally a senior, but you know your time here is almost done. Just talk about, you know, how did you come to Wayland from New York?
So I came to Wayland because my brother actually attended here, Norton Lama. I've been going to boarding school since I was in sixth grade, and I went to a school called Linden Hall. And from there, I kind of wanted a change. So my brother was like, hey, I go to this school. And my parents were like, Sophia, it'd be cool if you guys went together. So that's kind of how I got used to Wayland, I guess, and how I found out about Wayland. And I was like, okay, I toured the school and I really liked it and I love the community. I made a lot of friends like the first day and I was like, you know what? I actually like this school, so I'm going to stay here. And so, yeah, that's how I came to Wayland.
And looking back now, you know, you're 3+ years in, you're getting ready to walk across the stage, not tomorrow, but certainly, you know, the near future. Good experience. You happy you came with the experience you've had?
Yeah, I'm super happy I came. Yeah. I don't know how I could have made this many friends in like my entire life. Like, I can't believe I made friends from all around the world. Like, recently I just visited a friend in Croatia. I don't know if you know her, Maggie. She was an assistant in last year. And 2 years back, I visited a friend in Jamaica. And so, like, it's like these type of things I can never get in a public school in New York. And I'm so grateful for that. So, like, my time at Wayland has been good. Like,
was coming from New York, and I haven't experienced Wisconsin winter yet. Was it a little bit of shell shock with the winter? Because it's cold in New York, but I don't think it's cold like it is here.
Yeah, I was really shocked about the snow. Because in New York, it gets like snowy, but like recently it hasn't been that snowy. And when I came to Wisconsin, like the snow was literally up to like my waist. And I was like, this is like crazy. Yeah.
Somehow you made it through, right?
I did make it through.
Okay, awesome.
Through my Tims.
You did your time, exactly. Okay, so let's talk about, we just finished our annual club fair just a few moments ago, and you have a new club that you debuted today, but something you've been working on for upwards of 9 months, having talked to you about this a little bit already. Talk about the new club, talk about, you know, what was the impetus to start it, and talk about how was the reaction at our club fair today.
So the club that I'm creating for Wayland is the Wayland's Financial Literacy Club. And so what kind of drove me into starting this club is because I've always had an interest for business, and I realized that I didn't really get the opportunity at Wayland other than the accounting class that I took last year, my junior year. And so I was like, I really wanted to create something that students might be interested in, whether they knew about financial literacy or whether they didn't know about financial literacy. So kind of the purpose of this club was to like promote the knowledge of financial literacy and kind of establish financial stability for the future, and allowing students to explore their interests more into the business field.
And take us back a little bit, because you've been working on this for quite a while.
Yeah.
When did you start working on it, and what have you done up until literally the debut day today? What has been going on behind the scenes?
Yeah, so I started this club, I think around my junior year, December time. That's when I really started thinking about it, around winter. And this summer, I actually took a financial literacy course along with a summer program at the University of Pennsylvania. So I got to experience two different clubs. I got to talk with a bunch of new people, and some of the people that I met in the clubs and the programs, they actually had their own club at their school, and that definitely inspired me to start it as well. I've always had an interest in the beginning, but this summer program definitely helped me expand my interest. And I was like, yes, I definitely want to bring this to Wayland Academy. And yeah, and I've been creating lessons throughout summer. So far, I only have like 5 lessons done. But I do want to get this, people who join my club and their input on it. So if they all like one specific topic, I would love to expand on that one. So I only created 5 topics so far to talk about and lesson plans. but it's obviously going to change depending on what they like more. At the club fair today, I was really shocked. We had our whole sheet filled out, so it was like, it made me really, really happy, because I thought like only like maybe 10, 15 people would join, because I wasn't like sure how interested Wayland students would be in like a business, and they might be like feel intimidated by it. But after explaining to all of them about like our purpose and our mission statement, they were all like super excited to join. So yeah, and I got like people from all the grades, from ninth grade to like seniors to join. So that's really exciting for me.
That's great. Well, kudos to you on that, first of all. And I know when we've talked previously about this club, you've mentioned it's, you know, it's not just how to save money, it's real estate, it's putting money away for your career, it's, mm-hmm. you know, it runs the gamut. So I think that's awesome you're doing it. And I hope that those five topics become 10, become 20, become, you know, 40 and what mm-hmm. have you. So kudos to you on that. That's great.
Thank you so much.
So now let's turn our attention to athletics. Okay. Since this is an athletics podcast after all. Opening day today for the tennis team at Waupun. I hope I said that correctly, but you're not from here either, so either way, we're going to go with it. It's okay. Talk about, you know, how has the team been? You have a new coach this year, Coach mm-hmm. Marissa Hansen. Talk about, you know, her as a coach. Talk about your outlook for the team, and then let's bring it back to yourself, your outlook for, you know, your goals or hopes for your play this year.
Mm-hmm. Coach Hansen is honestly the nicest coach I've ever had. I mean, all my coaches are really nice, but she's just really nice. She always cares about taking other people's input, and I really appreciate that from her. The team so far is looking really good. We have like a few students like from Germany. Paulina, she's really, really good. Our team is looking very strong right now. Obviously, there's still things we need to improve on, because a few of us are just getting the hang of it, and a few of us haven't played in a really long time. Other than that, I think our team is doing really good. Our team is very compassionate for each other, so we all like to work together. Mm-hmm. And even though it's like tennis is mainly an individual sport, we all try to find a way to like help each other out, which I really like.
And let's talk about your play selfishly mm-hmm. a little bit here. Are you ranked for today's match? Are you one or yeah. two? Where are you at?
So I'm playing number one singles, which is really nerve-wracking, because I really did not want to play number one, because I did a tennis program this summer, and I definitely feel like I improved on my game more, but I was still nervous on doing number one. I would like, because we had like many different matches within our teammates, and I was like, I really hope I'm not number one, but she put me as number one. But I'm not gonna take it. I'm not gonna be scared for it. I'm kind of gonna take it as a challenge, and whoever I play against today, I hope I can learn something from them.
And for those that don't maybe know enough about tennis or don't have the knowledge, you are ranked one through five, mm-hmm. And number one is the top competitor. So whether you win, whether you don't win, certainly we hope you do win. But whether you win or you don't win, the fact that you've been given that achievement is a great honor to you. So mm-hmm. the summer you spent time at UPenn, you spent time creating this club. I'm sure you said you traveled a little bit. You went to tennis camp. Did you relax at all this summer? It sounds like you were on the go from the beginning of the summer to the end.
This is my relaxing. Like, I feel like I get so much joy from tennis, so I don't consider that like hard work, or like I consider that like kind of my vacation, you know. Also, creating this club, like, I've had such a strong passion for it, so it wasn't like it was taken away my summer away. And I seeing some friends definitely gave me a little break, but other than that, like, I like to be actively working, so I guess that would be considered my break.
Fair enough. I can appreciate that. What did you grow up playing tennis in Queens? Where did you really learn, or was it self-taught?
It was mainly self-taught. I played for fun back in eighth grade, and then when I came to Wayland, I really got passionate for it, because I was like, oh wait, I'm kind of good. But I thought I was good because I played well, but my form was incorrect. That's why this summer I learned how to correct my form and everything, and I think that really improved my game. But other than that, like, I've only been playing competitively for, I would say, 4 to 4.5 years.
Well, 4.5 years and you're number one. That's a pretty good accomplishment, so congrats on that. Looking back on the last 3 years and looking ahead, if you can kind of forecast for this year a little bit, which you know, sometimes not reality, but if, you know, for our purposes here, what's something you truly love about being a Big Red athlete and also, you know, are looking forward to this year, whether it's specifically tennis, global, whatever you, however you want to answer that, that is your call.
Something I love about being a Big Red athlete is that I'm able to compete with different students from all around the world, whether that be my old teammates or people even outside of the school. I get to meet new players. I've actually become friends with a few of my competitors, just because of our interests within like tennis. I remember my freshman year, I competed against a senior and I actually won against her. But we had this deep conversation and like she's still my friend to this day. So that's super cool.
Awesome. Cool. We're going to end with a fun question, which we always do, Sophia. But before I do that, given that you are quite a bit of ways away from home, anybody you want to give a shout out to? I don't normally do shout outs, but I'm going to do a shout out. I'm going to change it up a little bit today.
Okay, I'll give a shout out to my two besties, Mendo and Dechen, if they listen to this podcast.
Okay, so I just want to point out for everyone, because you can't see,
Mendo,
and what was the other one?
Dechen. Yeah.
So, just so you know, when she said Mendo, she said, but Dechen, she actually made like a hand gesture. I don't know what this hand gesture is. Is this like what, you clenching your hands together? Did you notice you did that?
No.
I thought that maybe that was a sign for one of your friends. So.
No.
Okay. Well, take our word for it. Great. Well, shout out to those two folks and thank you for listening to the podcast. You could tell them that they're on the podcast. Don't tell them where, so they have to listen to it from the beginning.
Yeah.
Last question is, what animal is your favorite and why?
I don't really have a favorite animal, and I feel like that's a really bad answer, but if I had to pick an animal, I would say a cat. I don't know. I just feel like a cat is doing its own thing. It's independent. It really reflects who I am.
And do you have a cat at home?
I do. I have two cats. Okay. Billy and Luna. But yeah.
Shout out to Billy and Luna then.
A lot of shout outs
going on here. Okay. Awesome. Well, Sophia, good luck not only with senior year, good luck not only with the new financial club, and good luck with tennis. A lot of stuff going on in your world, but it sounds like from what I'm gathering, you like being busy and you're certainly following suit on that one. So good luck to you on that.
Thank you.
Most importantly, the last thank you is thank you for joining us on the Big Red Report. You were a great guest and we'll get this up in a little bit. And good luck, like I said, in about, what is it? It's 10 o'clock, so we've got about 6 hours or so. You'll be on the court. So good luck today and make us proud.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. For senior extraordinaire Sophia Lama, this is Josh Blumenthal signing off. And as always, be red hot.